The Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 3. In those days came John the Immerser, preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by Isaiah the prophet, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. But the same John had his clothing cut of camel's hair, and a girdle of leather about his loins. And his food was locusts and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem, and all Judea, and all the region around the Jordan, and were immersed by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his immersion, he said to them, Generation of vipers, who has warned you to flee from the coming wrath? Bring forth, therefore, fruit worthy of repentance, and think not to say within yourselves, We have Abraham for our father. For I say to you that God is able to raise these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Therefore every tree that does not bring forth good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I immerse you in water in order to repentance. But he that comes after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will immerse you in the Holy Spirit and in fire, whose winnowing shovel is in his hand, and he will thoroughly cleanse his threshing floor and gather his grain into his granary. But the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire. Then came Jesus from Galilee to the Jordan to John to be immersed by him. But John forbade him, saying, I have need to be immersed by thee, and comest thou to me? But Jesus answering said to him, Permit it now, for thus it becomes us to perform fully every righteous act. Then he permitted him. And after Jesus was immersed, he came up immediately from the water, and lo, the heavens were opened to him, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove, and coming upon him. And lo, a voice from heaven saying, This is my beloved Son, in whom I delight.